Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
We both hail from New Jersey.
We do.
You are Italian.
I am.
So you've kind of dealt
but
with...
Italian-American.
Italian-American. Thank you so much.
We don't want to upset the real Italians.
No. And you've stumbled upon the Italian-American accent that infiltrates New Jersey.
Yes.
There is such a thing.
There is.
You say things on this show that just throw me for a loop. It's amazing. But you do it with a certain eloquence and a certain charm.
Well, I do. I was also formally trained to speak standard Italian as well in high school.
Wow.
So I have that going for me as well.
Wow. The Italian-American accent explained.
Yes.
Now, I don't even remember where we got this from. It's like this four-page tome.
I might have read this before,
really?
Too. Really? Yeah.
All right. Now, there are two words here that just jump out at me. I was a big watcher of The Sopranos.
Yes.
I could never understand how capicola was gabagool.
Gabagool.
And what the hell is going on with this mozzarella? It's mozzadel. You must have some perspective on this.
Yes.
Why?
Okay.
Just why is this?
All right. So it's funny. So the reason why people write about this in the first place is that it's unique among immigrant groups.
Okay.
So Italy has 21 regions. Each region has its own dialect.
Mm-hmm.
Different things. So, for example, my father's family is from the region of Abruzzo, which is due east of Rome. One of their characteristic things is they will drop the final vowel in a lot of words. So, for example, fork in Italian is forchetta. But if you ask my cousin, she says forchetta. She drops the last A.
I'd be Caleg.
You would.
Wow, you'd be DeFalque.
DeFalque, yeah, and that's
wow.
It's just,
wow.
It's like this truncated abbreviation, and the further south you go, the steeper
I'm
that becomes.
This out. Wow.
So, same thing with, okay, so gabagool is capicola.
Yes.
C's become G's in the further south in Italy you go, so it becomes.
This is so confusing.
Gabagola. It gets very like guttural, right?
Okay.
What happened to Italian Americans is the majority of the people who immigrated here from Italy are typically Southern Italians. But there were Southern Italians immediately after World War II, for the most part, World War I, World War II, around that era. So not only did they come with that Southern Italian regional dialect, they came from a certain time period as well. So Italian Americans say things that Southern Italians would have said in the 40s and 50s. They don't necessarily speak that way anymore. The language has evolved in the last 60 years, but...
But they still speak that way.
But Italian Americans got it passed down from that generation. So we say things with that slightly with that 40s, 50s era Southern Italian dialect. And that's why it's so unique, because it never updated itself. It didn't update.
Wow.
They stopped coming. You know, it's unlike, you know, immigrants who are coming here more regularly, people from South America, various Asian countries, things like that, where they're kind of bringing the modern language with them as well and updating things. The Italians,
so they just don't update.
The Italians really stopped coming here.
Can this
they're
be
good
why,
where they are.
Can this be why I'll see like maybe a 65-year-old Italian guy driving around in his Coupe de Ville, still listening to Dion and the Belmonts, wearing a DA in his hair? Is that why? Is that what you're telling me here?
It very well could be.
Wow.
It's kind of, you know, people who are linguists and study language, it's a unique aspect of particularly language, specifically in New Jersey. I think the state of New Jersey, I believe, can still say somewhere between 70 and 80% of the population has some Italian heritage.
This is incredible.
So there's a lot of us here.
You know, I can now go into the Ironbound section of Newark and feel confident that I can speak with any Italian-American that comes along the streets.
You got good luck finding one in the Ironbound.
Are they gone?
It's all the Portuguese there.
Oh, that's true. Well, all right. Well, then I'd be really confused.
Go to Nutley.
Nutley. There you go.
Nutley. For anyone who's listening and you're not familiar with New Jersey, Nutley, New Jersey has a massive population. You know, actually,
where Furio bought a house. That's how close attention I paid to The Sopranos.
The most Italian Americans are actually in Fairfield, New Jersey. There was just a recent study on that, too.
Amazing.
It's the highest population of Italian Americans.
I got to tell you something right here. All right. Before we actually turn the microphones on, we're going through some segments, things we're going to do. And I mentioned this.
The article is titled, How Capicola Became Gabagool, the Italian New Jersey Accent Explained.
Right. And I had this in my little show binder of show prep. I got a stack of stuff here. And so I showed this to the co-host. Oh, I want to talk about this. Okay, great. We turn the microphone on. Do you know that we are now over 5 minutes into the segment? She has not needed to reference this four-page article not one time. This woman is a walking encyclopedia of Italian history, heritage, and practice.
You know what?
I am in awe of you.
No,
this
you know
is
what?
Incredible.
You really, I mean, thank my parents and my grandparents. My father, I think, kind of dealt with a lot of I'm going to call it racism that's still alive today, and it, you know,
it
has turned its light to different people.
Right.
But, you know, when my dad was growing up, he was the son of immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in the Italian section of the neighborhood that he was in. And I think he heard about it a lot. There was always an assumption that Italians were crooks, that they were in the mafia, that they were greasy, that they were this or that. You know, so I think he dealt with that. And quite frankly, there's no one more honest and forthcoming and hardworking than my father is. So for him to, when people assume he's a criminal, it makes him very angry. So he always made sure that his children were, one, very aware of the real history of their people, and two, very proud of who they were and where they came from.
And that's very important. It's extremely important that you respect your heritage and pay homage to your heritage. Not a lot of people do that anymore. As we've become homogenized as Americans, you know, okay, we need to be diverse and everything. Yeah, you know what? You need to pay attention to your lineage and what matters most and what made you you and who you are.
It's true. And it was so funny because for me and my brother, we always felt bad for the kids that would just say, this is going to come off wrong at first, but roll with me for a minute. I always felt bad for the kids who would just say, oh, we're American. Because to me, that was like, you don't know where you're from. I'm American. I was born and raised in northern New Jersey. Absolutely, I'm an American. But my heritage is Italian, and it's so much a part of who I am as a person. And the end, you know, well, I hope we're not quite at the end result here just yet, but the end result, turned out.
Are you hiding something from me? My goodness. But that's true. You have to know what happened before the boat got to Ellis Island. I think that's very, very important.
When
we first met, you thought I was Italian.
I did.
When I said I was not, all of a sudden, she was so crestfallen. She sat me down. I don't know if I want to do this show with you, you know. I really wanted this Italian. No, that never happened. But she was surprised, okay? So,
well, I was surprised by what you actually are. Didn't you tell me, aren't you German and something else?
Yes, I'm a European mutt. I'm half Polish. I have German blood in me. I have Irish blood in me. I have English blood in me. Somehow my other grandfather found out that you can trace us back through Elias Howe, who invented the sewing machine or one of those things, whatever, all the way back to General William Howe of the British forces in the Revolutionary War.
I'm going to buy you an Ancestry DNA kit.
Thank you. And somehow Benjamin Franklin. So somehow when the war was over, and General Howe, I guess, came here because he was embarrassed, he couldn't live there, something happened with somebody got together somewhere along the way, and boom, those families got mixed and matched. And I'm German, I'm Irish, I'm English. There is a possibility I might have a slight amount of Jewish blood in me. I've got half Polish.
I might actually have a little drop or two of Jewish blood myself.
Well, see, so I think we need to keep matzah in the studio. I think it's a good idea.
I'm fine with that.
I am too. It's food. Let's eat it.
I laugh all the time because all of my best friends are actually Jewish. So if I was not doing something that was super Italian, I was doing something that was very Jewish.
You know, I've heard you do this. I've done this. We've used the phrase oi, and we both seem comfortable with it. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
We are internationalists. That's what we are. We are fully understanding our past, but no one understands their past more than Ms. DeFalco. Oh, my God. 4 pages of stuff here.
4 pages.
She has need nary a syllable for her on this. She just went off on her own, and this is just so damn incredible. There is nothing I could ask you about Italian culture, Italian history, that you would not be able to give me quite the dissertation on. Is that true?
No, I wouldn't say that's entirely true.
Oh, come on. You're underselling yourself.
I'm lacking in my Italian political knowledge and you know, necessarily more local history.
Oh.
But other than that,
we're not going to have a big conversation on Berlusconi or anything like that? No. Okay, that's okay.
No.
You know, here's one other thing that jumps out of this that's important, because we've got a couple of minutes left here in the segment. The way that people pronounce certain words, and this is not just for Italians.
No.
All right. If I was to ask you, what is the street between 32nd Street and 34th Street, you would say?
33rd.
Okay, thank you. Now, you and I have been raised in the schools of New Jersey. We went to the State University of New Jersey.
We did.
And we work professionally on the radio. We actually have, imagine this, we have our own nationally syndicated radio show. How did that happen? We don't know. But I have people in my family that would pronounce that as Tardy Toad Street. Okay? And I did as well. If you listen to the earliest incarnations of me with my tape recorder, I actually had to go to a speech therapist because I didn't say church. I said chitch.
Chitch. You know what? It's really funny. I've been told I have a very heavy Jersey accent, and I've been told it's fine. I did. I had a college professor say to me, no one will put you on the air like that. They'll never put you on air.
You
like
do not
that.
Have that colloquial of an accent.
But I can.
We've had people on the show before where an accent actually has become an issue. And it's not an issue anymore.
For their entertainment, coffee, water, talk, dog, draw.
Whoa.
I
so
can do it.
So you can still
it.
Pull it out of the back
I
drawer
can
when
do
you
it.
Need to.
Yes.
See, but thank goodness you don't do it on a regular basis.
No.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Cara DiFalco.
And this is America Weekend from D-Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.